looking for that perfect Christmas gift for the family? Why not a chicken? Stick a bow on top, put the chicken under the tree, and who knows, you may even have a couple eggs to fry up for breakfast Christmas morning. Give the gift that keeps on clucking. A chicken. Okay, maybe it's not the perfect gift for your family, but it is the perfect gift for a poor family in Asia. A chicken can break the cycle of poverty for a poor family. Yes, a chicken. A chicken's eggs provide food and nourishment for a family, and they can sell those eggs at the market for income. When you donate a chicken or any other animal through Gospel for Asia, 100% of what you give goes to the field. And the best gift of all, when Gospel for Asia gives a poor family an animal, it opens the door to the love of Jesus. So give the perfect gift for a family in Asia this Christmas. Give them a chicken. Call 866-WIN-ASIA. Or to see chickens and other animals to donate, go to CritterCampaign.org.
Hello, this is Matt Schlick from the Matt Schlick Live podcast, where I defend the Christian faith and lay out our foundations of the truth of God's Word. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for His people to talk with Him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James. So today on Encouraging Prayer, we're going to talk about keeping or guarding our hearts. This is such a vital topic. I mean, it affects everything we do, James.
It really does, Robbie. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life." And I've been thinking a lot about this lately as my wife and I have been on vacation and celebrating our anniversary.
Yeah, I mean, congratulations. How many years is it?
35 years. I mean, that's a long time for California.
Did we measure that in California in dog years?
I better keep going. On our vacation this past week, we went to a place I really liked, Bald Head Island off the coast of North Carolina.
Oh, I can see why you might like that, James.
Not quite. But yes, and there's a historical lighthouse there. And what do you think its nickname is?
I'm not going to go on that. Nope, not taking the bait.
Well, it's Old Baldy, but enough said. So we love to visit lighthouses, and we've visited most of them in North Carolina. And this is a very wealthy island where you can only drive golf carts, and we were walking around there while everyone else was whizzing by in their golf cart, and right beside the lighthouse was this beautiful little chapel. So we ducked in there and sat quietly for a few minutes, and as I did, I had the chance to think about what was going on in my heart. You know, here we were visiting this idyllic place, and it was easy to think, hey, I could get used to this, you know? But at the same time, I also realized that I was measuring myself against others and thinking, why can't I afford something like this? And what I felt was this subtle tug of war going on in my heart. And yet all the while I found myself thinking, wait a minute, all this stuff that, you know, you'd like to have comes with a price tag that you really don't want. You already have everything you need. You have Jesus.
Wow, yeah, I've been there, not to that chapel, but in that place of looking for the things the world has to offer and thinking, wouldn't it be nice? I think we all struggle with that sometimes, but it's also more than just material things, isn't it?
Yeah, that's so true. I mean, think about how our hearts can long for relationships or certain achievements, status, any number of things. I mean, it's amazing how easily we become attached to this world. Like the line from an old Bruce Springsteen song, everybody's got a hungry heart. And we have to guard our hearts well to to keep them, as some versions translate that word out of the Hebrew. And prayer is absolutely vital for this in those moments when you feel that tug of war going on in your soul.
Yeah, well, we were talking about this. I was thinking about, you know, Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. I mean, we really do have everything we need in him. And if we guard our hearts, because it is the wellspring of life, as the proverb says, we're really guarding and keeping that relationship, that place where we meet with him, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's all about relationship. We need to run to Jesus again and again, staying as close as we can to him. And, you know, reading scripture helps so much with this, and we have to do that every day, but scripture is just a part of it. Scripture and prayer work together to help us maintain a daily relationship with God, because the Spirit moves through his word and then, you know, encourages us to pray. And so through doing both of those things, we're opening ourselves to his Spirit. I think of Psalm 131 that says, "My heart is not proud. Lord, my eyes are not too haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me. But I have calmed and quieted myself. I'm like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child, I'm content." And then the last verse of that psalm says, "O Israel, put your hope in the Lord forevermore." And so basically, you see the psalmist's eyes turning from the world and turning to the Lord and saying, "I'm content." And what's interesting to me about this is it defines spiritual maturity as childlike dependence. It's, you know, he's describing a growing child who's no longer an infant, but a child nonetheless who's just content to be there with his mother and not ask anything from her, not trying, you know, to take anything from her.
Oh, yeah, I see that. And it's so true. We so often go to God that way, don't we? I mean, not that there's anything wrong with asking. I mean, he's told us to ask and wants us to. But what's going on in that psalm? Wow, I mean, that's something different.
It really is. What it's describing is just resting in the Lord, trusting him, loving him, you know, recognizing you are everything I need. And when we can do that, we won't find our hearts pulled this way or that. And whenever they are, we just run to him again, and he'll help us. Psalm 103 says, "Bless the Lord," or "Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name and forget not all his benefits." You know, it goes on. So he really is the source of all life, the source of everything good. And if we have him, we have everything we need. He'll keep us in his calm assurance that he'll take care of us if our eyes are really on him. So guard that relationship, guard your heart in it, and he will guard you. That's the cool thing that's happening here. When Philippians 4:7 says, "The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, shall guard your hearts in Christ Jesus," it's in the context of praising the Lord and presenting our request to him, rejoicing in him, in other words, like the psalm says. But the word for guard there that talks about the peace of God is to garrison. It's literally to surround with troops. So we're literally being surrounded by Jesus' love and peace as we run to him.
Wow. I mean, so God will guard our hearts all the more when we keep our hearts in him.
That's exactly it. And the way we do that is by remembering all we have in him and just staying close, resting in him instead of reaching for the world and just letting his contentment in.
Yeah, there's no better place to be than with him.
That's it. I mean, I think of the old hymn, "Yes, 'tis sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to cease." I love that line.
Oh, yeah.
"Just from sin and self to cease, just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace." let's finish with a prayer that will do that, that will keep our hearts well in him. Father, we can only do this if you help us, but, oh Lord, thank you that you want us to do this, and because you want us to do it, we can. Lord, we praise you. There's nothing better. We rest in you this moment. We affirm nothing matters more than being with you. So help us to stay right here. We love you, Lord. Draw us close in your love, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.